Hey, what up, everybody? It's your girl Tay, and thank you for tuning in on another episode of Sippin' Tay. A lot of stuff has been irritating me lately, and I just don't know why. I've been not really angry, but I've just been feeling like I've been wanting to fight everybody, and this is not me. Like, I am the whole, like, lover, not a fighter. But lately, people and just things and life itself have just really been stressing me out and just annoying me. And like I said earlier, I really just want to fight. Like, I'm not this type of person. I don't do this, so I don't know what's going on. But I just really wanted to let everyone know that it's okay to not be okay sometimes or some days or whatever. But just make sure that you do whatever you can to help yourself get out of that particular slump. For me, I like being alone. And I don't know if people, like, you know, take that seriously or if they're mad that I like being alone. I like having my me time. I would like to say I'm an extrovert, but majority of the time I'm an introvert. And I think it has a lot to do with me being an only child, just because I've been doing this for, I don't know, 24 years. So, don't get me wrong. Like, I got a lot of best friends and stuff, but I just value my me time a lot. And I think that has been, messing up my creative space also, because I've just been feeling like I've been lacking in all areas. So like I said, it's okay to identify the things that are, you know, making you sluggish or making you feel some type of way. But it's best to really just find something that gives you that motivation and just that reminder of why you're doing the things that you're doing. For me, it was finding a church home out here in Arizona, because Arizona in itself is just weird. I mean, I love living out here. I love it. You know, it's like, it's shiny and it's sunning like 400 days out of 365 days. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's never a bad day here unless it's monsoon season. And like, I'm always in the house when that happens anyway. But I don't know. I just feel like my connection, like, I don't know. I just feel like I've been feeling very distant from God. And I feel like that has a lot to do with my mood swings and why I've been wanting to fight people. like, real talk, like, I really have been wanting to fight people. And it does not help that I literally, you know, am talking to Divine like majority of my day. And I'm telling her that I want to fight people and I want to do these crazy things. And she's encouraging it. I know that's not like, that's not the most feasible thing to do. I think I should just stop talking to her at this point. Like, I just got to throw the whole sister away. And then also with Amara too, like, he just don't help, because she the bad Aries. And so, but enough of that. But just overall in general, I feel like I needed to be more, I just needed something more for my spirit. I needed to be more motivated. I needed to be more whole in itself. So thank God I found me a church home out here, and I already feel so much better, like, already. Just because it's like, when you go to church and when you've been going to church for forever, like, your whole entire life, and then you move somewhere and you're new to everything, you're trying to adjust to things, and you're, you know, keeping the faith, of course, and you're reading your Bible and you're doing this and you're doing that. But sometimes you just need that, that spiritual makeover also, where you just need to be refreshed and reminded of God's love for you. And that's really what I needed. And I needed to be in that atmosphere of like-minded people. So finding the church home was really something that I needed to do. I'm glad I did that. And I definitely found one here in Queen Creek. I'm so excited about that. So I feel like just that in itself has really changed some things. I no longer want, you know what, I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. We human, right? We all do. We all go through these little things. But I don't want to fight anybody anymore. But you know, I do question some things that some people do. And in that moment, I literally just have to be like, all right, Lord, please take away these thoughts That's really what it is, because I don't know where this stuff is coming from. And then lately, also, I've been, like, having puppy fever. Like, I want a new puppy. Mind you, I have a dog at home. He with my mom. And I miss him so much. That's the thing that hurts me, is because I miss my dog. I miss Bentley. Like, I miss him. And you know how everybody just, you know, people have baby fever. Okay, that's cute. That's nice. I don't want no kids right now. I'm good on kids. I want a puppy. So, dealing with all these emotions that I've been going through, and then also looking at all these Yorkies, and I'm a social worker, so I go into a lot of people's houses and we have meetings and stuff, and everybody has puppies, they're breeding puppies, and I'm just like, where's a Yorkie? But then again, I'm just like, no, I'm not paying $2,000 for a Yorkie, because that's the only dog that I want. So for me, I've just been in the headspace lately that I've just been wanting to fight people, and I've been wanting to have fur babies. So that's just really where I've been at, if anybody, you know, cared or anything. But like I said, if something has been feeling like it's been throwing you off, you really just have to, it's honestly just simple, just find something that helps you get back to that positive space of you not wanting to fight people like me. Okay? That's really all it is, honestly. And I just feel like that really kind of took a toll on me. I didn't really notice it, but it did. Because last week, not to get too personal, but last week I had a little bump in the road. And how I reacted to the situation, I was so embarrassed afterwards, because I'm just like, come on, Taylor. Like, I'm a very positive person. I always, you know, give out positivity. I'm always, you know, about just, it is what it is, you know. If God didn't want it to be like this, it wouldn't. And, you know, just keep rolling with the punches. But last week, I was just really in my feelings. And that definitely showed. And I already had, you know, was talking to God like, wow, I really cannot believe I showed my butt like that. Like, that is not like me. So like I said, it's just really just identifying what is the source of you feeling that way and learning to overcome it. So that's all I have for today. Thank you so much for tuning in on this episode of Sip and Tay. And I hope that you guys tune in on the next episode. I'm out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.